There is a brand new $105 million prison in Grayson County that is totally empty. But for a few employees who flush the toilets and work the locks and try to keep it functional, that is costing taxpayers $2,000 a day.
Yeah, for, 25 years now, it's been popular among politicians to say, let's build prisons to reduce crime.
Mark Maurer is executive director of the Sentencing Project, a national advocacy group that promotes prison reform.
You can't be spending millions of dollars and not have any idea what you're going to do about those institutions.
6 years ago, Virginia prisons were packed, with 35,000 projected to top 46,000 by 2010, and the legislature in 2004 and 5 authorized 3 new prisons to prepare for it, but it never happened. And while tough on crime was a popular political battle cry, building prisons was apparently not the solution.
If you ask people in this country if they feel any safer, more than 70% will tell you they feel less safe in their communities than they did a year ago.
Virginia Senator Jim Webb made the cover of Parade magazine by noting America had only 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners, that there were 4 times as many mentally ill people in prison than in mental hospitals, and post-incarceration reentry programs were haphazard and sometimes non-existent.
From all of the elements in our country that are involved in this issue, that we need to find the type of solution that's going to make our system more fair, that's going to make it more efficient, and in the end is going to give us the potential in terms of reentry process to reduce recidivism and reduce crime in our communities.
He proposed a Blue Ribbon Commission for a complete review of the criminal justice system. It passed the House, came close in the Senate, and could be reintroduced this year. But Virginia's correction system can't wait, and its new director has new ideas.
I don't believe that many communities fully understand what prisons are all about.
Harold Clark came from Nebraska, Washington State, and Massachusetts, where he set new standards in getting former inmates back into society.
And to think that folks come to prisons and we lock them up, we throw the key away, we make them serve their sentences, we open the door, and they go home as better people simply because they had been locked up. Well, I'm not sure that locking anybody up for a long period of time is going to make them a better person.
Nobody quarrels with keeping violent offenders behind bars, but for those who do their time, Clark says there has to be a better way.
Yeah, we have so far identified 10 sites, existing facilities at which we are going to be providing intensive reentry programming.
That would be prisons in Bland, Mitchell, State Farm, Dilwyn, Victoria, Capron, Jarrett, Haynesville, and 2 in Chesapeake, where the Department of Corrections will attempt to live up to its name.
Treatment, for example, and so forth are available, counseling, places that can help them with job searching skills and so forth, all the things that they need to get them a fighting chance out.
It will take community support and money and help from the General Assembly, a tough sell to help former criminals compete for jobs in a bad economy.
There is a real dilemma in promoting criminal justice reform, and I think fundamentally the only way we can do crime control better is if we reduce excessive incarceration.
Mark Maurer, the Sentencing Project.
What we can then do is to redirect some of those resources. We need to do more front-end work, community-based policing, drug courts, drug intervention, early stages can be more effective than long-term incarceration.
Proponents say it makes for a safer world at a lower cost.
I think there's growing bipartisan support for policies that are viewed as smart on crime rather than tough on crime. Locking people up may make us feel good, but it doesn't necessarily always promote public safety.
Democrat Governor Tim Kaine and Republican Governor Bob McDonnell have both bought into it, with the establishment of an Alternative for Nonviolent Offenders Task Force for Kaine and Executive Order No. 11 for McDonnell, establishing a reentry council along with $1.5 million in public and private funds to make a start.
Liberals and conservatives alike are now interested in evidence-based approaches, that is, what works to reduce crime, as well as reentry programming.
Mark Maurer.
This is a buy-in.
Jim Webb.
I am convinced that we can do a much better job at creating that public safety.
Harold Clark. As for the inmates, 80-year-old prison chaplain Joe Drivers has been visiting prisons for 35 years. He says some need to stay there, but we should not rush to judgment.
It's taught me to never look at a person and make judgment on before I have time to understand them better.
You are about to hear a lot more about being smart on crime. That goes beyond locking the door and throwing away the key. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.